Hello, and welcome to the CLS Market Intel call for the week of March 30th, 2020. I'm Case Eichenberger, Senior Client Portfolio Manager here at CLS Investments. Joining me as always is CLS's Chief Investment Officer, Mark Pfeffer. Today, Mark, we'll get us started by reviewing the major events of last week and really what we're looking forward to this week. Mark, take it away.
Good morning, everyone. Hope everyone had a nice weekend. And it was nice to see walking in on a Monday to see some green hours for the markets as opposed to seeing limit down as we had the prior three Mondays that we came in after a weekend. But last week, again, another crazy historic week for the market and for the world that we now live in. Stocks recorded their best week in 11 years and posted back-to-back gains for the first time in over a month. Even though the S&P still remained, at least coming into today, about 25% off its February high, the Dow Jones had its best week since 1938. The midweek rally was the biggest three-day rally for the index since 1931. In terms of sectors, value outperformed growth, small caps outperformed large caps, and REITs, which had gotten crushed the week before, significantly outperformed, rising about 18% last week. European stocks also did really well, increasing about 11%. EM stocks, which had been outperforming as the market had gone down, only rose 4% last week. The Federal Reserve also announced open-ended asset purchases to support the flow of credit to employers, consumers, and businesses, and Congress and the White House reached a deal on an unprecedented $2 trillion stimulus package to try and offset the fallout from the coronavirus outbreak. So hopefully this will be something that will benefit overall, but we certainly don't know, and hope that policy support can prevent this health crisis from evolving into a more prolonged, full-blown financial crisis. There was a lot of compelling stories, particularly last week in fixed income. While the ag was up about 2.5%, the markets that were hit the hardest, such as high yield munis, were up over 10%. 2 weeks ago, we discussed that corporate and municipal bond markets had seen a jump in volatility as fears rose that the economic shock would disrupt businesses and local governments' abilities to fund or service these existing bonds. And the bond market did rise as the Fed's pledge for extraordinary liquidity has now also come into all areas and brought some calm back into the fixed income markets. We also last week saw a staggering 3.3 million new unemployment claims, up from 282,000 the week prior. For context, we never had a reading above 700,000 in history. And yet, ironically, when that news came out, the stock market rose sharply, finishing up 6.3% for the day. So go figure. I guess the whisper numbers were even worse. In terms of economic data, that's important. This week, we'll have some consumer confidence on Tuesday, manufacturing numbers on Wednesday, and the March jobs report on Friday. And as we have mentioned the last few weeks, the portfolio management team continues to be extremely active in regarding trading to portfolios. And we know these are very unique times, and our daily lag patterns have been changing and will continue to change for the foreseeable future. And we'll continue to keep you posted as we navigate this ourselves and as our thinking evolves. That's all I've got. Have a good week, everyone, and I'll turn it over to Case.
Great. All right. Thanks again, Mark. Now on to the bullets from the review commentary that will be released here very soon. This week's commentary was written by myself, actually. And in the first section, I go over some of the key takeaways from recent market action, kind of some underlying themes here and some headliners, really including, are we really in a new bull market? Dow Jones Industrial, just one index, was up 20% from the lows, but it's also over 20% down from the highs. So bull and bear at the same time, it seems like. Emerging markets kind of surprising us here recently with some outperformance. Unemployment readings very high, as Mark mentioned. Government responses historical, helping markets. And also the CLS COVID-19 command center, how we're tracking the virus and what we're doing there. In the second section, Senior Portfolio Manager Grant Engelbart and I discussed why the bond market really appeared to be, quote unquote, behaving badly during this volatile time. Investment grade bonds, muni bonds, and others were, we feel, unduly hurt by panic sellers and other forced sellers in those marketplaces as liquidity became a demand for everybody. Losses are short term. It's already starting to correct itself, but definitely something to take a look at for diversified portfolios there. And then finally, we look at GDP estimates are starting to come in. Still thinking positive first quarter. It's a very decent chance first quarter is going to be positive. Obviously, second quarter is going to be sharply negative. Market already has priced that in. Third and fourth quarter, though, may look for a rebound. We quote some research from Vanguard that may support that. And then for a more detailed look at these topics, I do encourage you to read this week's Weekly 3 commentary. That was the CLS Market Intel call for the week of March 30th, 2020. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.